Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com.
This is Barbara, and I'm here with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD, and Elaine Tong, DO, on Freedom from Pain. And let's just recap last week's show.
Yeah, it was an amazing show, actually.
We had Dawn talking about the treatments that she's been getting for the past year and a half for her 5.5-year-old son with cerebral palsy. He's had headaches, walking trouble, climbing the stairs.
He could not climb the stairs when he first came. He could not
walk upstairs.
He's constantly hitting his head because of a headache. Mm-hmm. And he also had some hearing loss.
Right.
And what else?
That they knew wasn't just hearing loss. And
right.
And so we talked about how the NBE method and Dr. Tong's treatments have cured him so far. And we talked to Michael, who was suffering, an adult who was suffering from insomnia, back, neck, and shoulder pain.
Mm-hmm.
And after three visits, he says that he's 60% cured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not only that he said he's connected to the foundation of health.
Yeah.
Basically, what he was saying, he said that he's connecting his mind and spirit back to the body.
Yeah.
The true nature of Michael are spirit. We are all spirits, okay? And then the body had much more control, so he's happy. And basically, and I was explaining, every injection we do, we are clearing the emotional trash.
Yeah, going back to Don's son, actually, he's been seeing us on and off for about a year, year and a half, and actually he can walk upstairs now independently. He was not able to do that. He does not hit his head anymore in the car. He doesn't have headaches. And Dr. Tong was also saying that he's 5.5. He's getting these injections into his body, and he's improving. So it's not a placebo effect, folks, correct?
Right.
That's right.
And he's not afraid to come back in for treatments anymore.
Right. Which is amazing for a 5.5-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
And these are lifelong injuries that he had, too, since they happened in the womb.
In the womb, he had,
yes.
Right, brain injury. So
yeah, we have two people holding him down for the injections. So he never liked the injection. But right afterwards, you shake hands with me. When he come in, you come right up to me.
Yeah.
So
he knows
deep
that
down, he knows
him.
That's helping him.
Yeah.
So it's not like a placebo effect. We know exactly what we're doing. We're putting the spirit back to the body, in control of the body, so the body is a lot more normal. That's how you cure. You don't treat diabetes alone. You don't treat Alzheimer's alone. You don't treat cerebral palsy alone.
We treat the person.
The person.
Yeah.
Mind, soul, spirit, and body.
And that's what Michael was saying, that he had such a great feeling of wellness and
right.
happiness
and
after just the second
well-being.
Treatment.
Yes.
And if you guys been listening or continue to listen, you hear our patient, they are happy. They are not just pain-free. They you can hear their sense of happiness, the joy.
Yes, in their voices. So we should get started with our first guest. But first, I'd like to give you the website and the phone number. Check Dr.'s Tong out on the web, okay? drtong.com. On the web at drtong.com. And then when you've heard these stories and you think about the things you would like to fix for yourself in your own health, call 714-556-8664. 714-556-8664. Okay, let's go to our next guest, Karen.
Welcome, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Dr. Tong and Dr. Tong, I just don't know where to begin to tell you that you have really given me back life. I've been suffering and had been in 2003, and you changed everything. Even though I'd been to the ER a couple of times, nobody could see what was wrong, and it just continued and continued until finally I just couldn't take it anymore. And I thank my lucky stars, and I thank God that I found Dr. Tong, because within a few treatments, I was brand new.
And what were you
pretty wonderful.
What were you suffering from, Karen?
I had chest pains, and I couldn't breathe. And I had diabetes, and I was about 45 pounds overweight. And just...
And they couldn't find any of this in the emergency room? Or
They couldn't find why I had the chest pains and I couldn't breathe. And they tried to give me morphine. They thought I was having heart problems. It wasn't. They put me on a stress test, and they put me in EKGs and echocardiograms, and there's nothing wrong with my heart, and that was very good
news. So both times they repeat all the tests, or what?
Yeah, both times, and then they repeated
and
it.
Everything and, was normal, like, correct?
Yeah, it was all normal. And they even admitted me because they didn't know what to do with me. And I had so much pain that I couldn't even get enough air. I couldn't expand my rib cage to get enough air without having severe pain. I couldn't walk up the stairs. I couldn't do anything.
You were mentally, how's your mental feeling at that time?
At that time, I was ready to give up. I couldn't even stand up to walk up and down the stairs. I had to just stay downstairs. And I remember one morning, 5:30 in the morning, just standing there crying and saying, I don't want to live anymore like this. And then out of desperation, I just went through my little book, and I found Dr. Tong's name, and I called, and that was it. I was over there and had the first treatment, and couldn't even, Dr. Tong, you remember, I'm sure, I couldn't even stand up. I couldn't move.
Yeah.
Yes.
And after the first treatment, I felt different. And
how different? What was your chest pain, the breathing? What happened the first treatment?
Everything was relieved to probably about 75-80%.
Wow.
Second and third treatment, I felt brand new. I felt so good. The diabetes was leveled off. I didn't need the medication anymore. I lost the 45 pounds.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have chest pains anymore.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I was
so
good.
So no medication in your diet, and your sugars were normal, correct?
Yes, for a very long time.
Yes.
And I know I
many years. Many years.
Many years, mm-hmm. until 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's a long time.
We do cure diabetes. And in fact, recently we treated a patient. He had blood sugar in the 400 level almost like 10 years on 3 medication. Today, his blood sugar has been normal for the last 4 to 5 months. He went to the emergency room about a year ago, and the blood sugar was so high they couldn't measure it. Okay, he came to us within 4 months, 5 months. Okay, we dropped his sugar back to normal. He takes no medication, and we are treating his libido problem, and he's totally improved in the sex problem too. We're going to get Tekken back on the show again. He was on our radio show. Go to our website. So
the website is Dr. Tong, drtong.com.
And you can check on, listen to Dr. Tong, our radio show, all past 11-year archive. About 200 radio shows, 600-some patients, and each one have 8-9 different things. So thousands of symptoms, Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, pain, failed back surgery syndrome, almost anything. Those are symptoms, labels. They mean nothing. The traffic jams between the mind and the body. Circulation containing the healing energy, they are blocked to different areas. If it blocked to your pancreas, then your pancreas don't work. It blocked to your brain from injury, okay? The brain don't work. So all we do, we open up the circulation just like we open up traffic jam in the real world.
So, Karen, what other lifestyle changes and dietary changes did Dr. Tong recommend for you for your diabetes and your respiratory problems?
Well, after that point, I didn't need much, but I stuck to it. I've always been a vegetarian, so I didn't really have a problem with the diet, but he did teach me the cool foods and to stay away from heat. And I think that was very helpful. Mm-hmm. And other than that, you know, I never did gain the 45 pounds back because he put my diabetes back into control perfectly.
Fantastic. For 6 years.
Emotionally, I had no problems, and I never had another chest pain again.
Wow.
Until 2009.
That's from,
And then this year I had an emotional trauma that was more than I could handle.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Pardon me?
Tell us about that.
My dog died, and I know this might sound silly, but she was really the love of my life, and I had her for 18 years.
Mm-hmm. This is not silly. I have a dog that I love. He almost died.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the veterinarians were no good. They were not helpful. They misdiagnosed her. We missed a very important key part that could have saved her life, and it would have been very easy, only with one little digestive enzyme for the pancreas.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And what they diagnosed her was kidney failure, which it was subsequent kidney failure, but it was caused by hemorrhagic pancreatitis.
Oh, my goodness.
No. And so she had an internal hemorrhage, and they couldn't figure it out. And when she was fainting and lying there, they said, oh, she's having seizures, and they gave her seizure medication.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what happened, where it just took me over the edge, and Dr. Tong is treating me for this. And I only had one treatment a few days ago, but it gave me a lot of strength yesterday, because if I had not had this treatment, I could not be talking to you about
it. Exactly what I'm going to say. You couldn't tell the story before I treated you last time. You couldn't. You were sobbing.
I couldn't. I just broke down.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I think this is where the chest pains came again. And the.
Yeah. Karen, you said that you had to go to the ER. This was about maybe 6 weeks ago. Did they find anything? Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't find anything.
Same thing.
Yeah, they, you know, with the breathing, and I couldn't breathe, and they did a CT scan of my lungs.
And everything was normal, right?
Yeah, I didn't have a pulmonary embolism, which they, you know, thought of. The doctor was pretty thorough, and she had all the diagnostic tools, and everything came out okay. The only thing that was really high because I was stressed was my blood pressure, but that's going down now with the treatment. And the other thing, she couldn't even find anything. My blood sugars were fairly normal, and she didn't know what was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
So
she
asked me to stay. She wanted to admit me, and I said no, I refused, because I knew I was going to come running to Dr. Tong as soon as possible.
Yeah,
and,
you have to mention
it happened over the weekend, unfortunately. So
yeah, you have to mention that you're a nurse, and
I'm an RN, a graduate of USC.
Same place. We just missed each other by a few years.
Yeah, just a few years. Yeah.
One thing worth mentioning are all these diagnostic tests. How many tests did we do on you before I treat you the first time? How many tests did I do on you?
You looked at my tongue and the irises of my eyes, and you just looked at me like.
So how many tests did
none.
I do on you?
None.
Zero. For the last 30 years, I've been practicing. We don't do any tests. We look at you, we listen to you. We hear your story. Your dog died, okay?
She's grieving.
She's grieving.
You have to treat the lungs. That's why she has chest pain.
Exactly. We know which freeway, a block.
Every emotion is associated with an organ in the body. So when you're grieving, it is exactly the lungs that are suffering. And that's why Karen had the chest pain, because of the grief.
You know, Karen, it would be very interesting to bring you back about 3 or 4 more treatments later, and you see how much different the way you would talk about this your story.
And even going back, Dr. Tong, to 2003, when all this came up for the first time in my life, that's when I had a different dog, and she died. And that was back in 2003.
Oh, we didn't even know that.
And we never talked about that because, you know what, I didn't associate it then.
Oh.
And modern medicine does not associate the emotional and grieving pains and just the emotional condition.
Very good point, Barbara.
They are starting to associate, but they don't know what to do.
Right. They are talking about it a lot more now, but they tell you to go to therapy.
Depression,
They tell you Prozac, to go to therapy.
Prozac, Remeron.
Then they poison you.
I'm sorry, but I never believed in therapy. I feel better when I don't talk about it. I don't believe in therapy because it doesn't really help me. I can talk to my girlfriends.
Right.
I can talk to Dr. Elaine because I really feel Dr. Elaine is a very precious person.
You cannot talk to me.
Dr. Elaine,
jealous.
You know that I really have connected with you.
I
love you with all my heart. You're family to me.
Oh, you're so sweet, Karen. Well, I hope you're doing better. You sound like you're doing better. We still have a little work yet, but...
You know, we do.
I really just had a really good treatment Wednesday where... I knew that it was going to help, and we hit the right points.
You have many dogs. Maybe I should get a veterinarian license because I saved my dog.
I wish you would have, because honest to God, Dr. Tong, if you had treated my dog, she would be alive today because there was no reason for her to have gone into shock from internal hemorrhaging. And that was the whole problem. And of course, it was never diagnosed properly. But after she left us, I knew what it was. But it was too late for me to do anything because they misled me all the way and told me, "Oh no, it's not that," you know. Mm-hmm. And I second guessed myself, and I promise I will never do that again.
So, would you say then, from everything you've experienced, that Dr. Tong's treatment, the NBE method, is bottom line more cost effective than all of the tests that didn't tell these other doctors anything, and all of the misdiagnoses?
Not only that, it didn't do anything for her.
That's the whole point. I was just going to say that, Dr. Elaine. What good is all the tests if we have these diagnoses and they can't come up with the right treatment anyway? And I'm sorry, but I really don't believe in taking drugs because they just cover up the symptoms and they don't cure.
That's right, and that's why people need to get involved with Doctors Tong and get treated by the Neurobioenergetics Treatment NBE method. Call 714-556-8664. 714-556-8664.
We have a website.
And check them out on the website because you may find your condition there that's already been videotaped and documented with another patient, and you could see your future.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sorry for your loss.
Me too.
But hopefully we'll get you through this grieving period.
Thank you. I know you will.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get to our next guest. Di, how are you? And thank you for joining us.
Hi, Di.
Welcome, Di.
Well, hello to all of you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Yes, you're welcome. And it's a pleasure to be able to share my story with you.
Tell us, you're going to talk about your husband, correct?
I would be happy to tell the story. It's an amusing story to me only because I've lived with it, but... do you want me to just get into what that was like? Okay.
Sure.
My husband is very strongly attached to Western medicine and has a number of things that he's been dealing with for years. He's been with one internist, Western-trained internist, for about 17 years. But through these years, about the only thing that the internist has done for him is to prescribe more medication. He's got diabetes issues, neuropathy, and feet. He's got borderline diabetes, like I said, and I can't think of some of the other things right now, but there's a...
high blood pressure?
High blood pressure. Thank you, Dr. Elaine.
Visual problems connected to his diabetes?
No, there's not, but some of the neuropathy in his feet has caused him problems for a long time, and he did have a gastro bypass, and he's got some weight issues. So he's always had in his one leg, he's been prone to staph infections,
mm-hmm.
and at other times he's had blood clots.
Oh, dear.
Now, I have to preface this story by telling you that he and I knew each other in high school, but we've only been married about 6 years now. So when I came into the picture and I was seeing Dr. Tong and Dr. Elaine and was so high on the treatment that they give that is working with cure and not covering symptoms, I was really gung-ho about encouraging him to see them. And so it was at that time like I didn't look up any dates, but 5 years ago maybe, he went in and saw Dr. Tong, which was a little shock to his system, I have to be honest.
Especially somebody who likes Western medicine, yes. Okay, so what happened?
Well, of course, he came out of that experience and, you know, was almost like, oh, my gosh, what are you doing? I'm never going to go there again. But anyway, so what happened was about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, his leg was very, very swollen. He knew it was infected. He's like his best own doctor. He's always diagnosing himself and waiting for another pill to fix him. And so his leg was very swollen and sore, and so he went into the emergency hospital locally here. And then his internist started to come in and see him. And every time the internist came in, my poor husband's blood pressure was shooting sky high because he's got this antagonistic, because he hasn't been helped, really. He hasn't been helped. So he's got this kind of attitude towards his internist. And so they started prescribing antibiotics to work with the infection, and they did things with his blood pressure, and then they found a subcutaneous blood clot, which was not an issue, but they kept him in the hospital for about 3 days.
And they gave him Coumadin, too, right? They gave him a blood thinner, right?
Thank you, Dr. Elaine. Yes.
Rat poison. Mm-hmm. Rat poison.
You know what? He came out of there worse than when he went in. And not only that, emotionally, he was so angry because he was, you know, fearful. Nobody was helping him. He was out of control.
He was beginning to realize the help he was getting from Dr. Tong. That's why his blood pressure went up when he saw his internist.
Oh, I'm telling you. And so there was all this animosity. Well, about a week went by, and he still was not getting better. He was actually Monday morning after a week. He was packing a little overnight bag. I said, honey, what are you doing? And inside I was thinking he's running away from home.
And he's blaming on you.
You know, I was not interfering with his process of health. And because of all the energy he has around it and his Western medicine. And so that morning came, and I really, you know, I call these God shots. That's just me. Nothing to anybody else. But that morning came, and he was preparing himself to go up to another emergency hospital where he said they knew him and they'd take care of him. And so he was running away from home. He went to work, and I called him that afternoon. I said, honey, don't say anything. Please just listen to me for a minute. I said, you know, Dr. Lane is a highly trained specialist as an internist in Western medicine and as a wonderful healer. And I said, you know, she's close by where you work, and would you like to go see her? And, of course, Dr. Tong and Dr. Ling. And he said, I think I would. I was floored.
Finally.
So I went ahead and made, and of course, the office was wonderful to work with us, made the appointment, got him right in. And the thing that floored me more than anything else in this process was that my husband called me after this appointment, after seeing both Dr. Tong, Dr. Elaine, or I don't know if he saw you both, but I know he saw Dr. Elaine. And he called me after leaving the office, and I was totally unexpecting it. I said, how'd it go? And he said, I think this is going to work for me. I could not believe those words came out of his mouth. And he said, you know, my leg was, the fluids were coming out, Dr. Elaine with me, we're going to get me off the medicines. I've been taking rat poison. You know, it's not, you know, good for me. You know, he's lost, I want to say he's lost maybe 15 pounds. He's changed his whole diet.
He lost 15 pounds since that treatment?
Yes. Because he changed his diet according to what you told him to eat. And he believed in you because I really know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he felt that you cared, that you were concerned for him, that you were trying to help him. You gave him tender, loving care, plus incredible healing wisdom. And he heard you. And he's been following the program of what, and looking forward to seeing you again next week.
Listen, there's one comment I want to make on using antibiotics. The reason you get infection is because of traffic jam of circulation. No circulation get there. So when you take the antibiotic is not delivered to the leg. And those people should actually go to my website, drtong.com, drtong.com, click on photo medicine and look at the first article. I have a severe infection. My leg was infected, gangrenous. Okay, I got a photograph there, okay? And 3 years, no antibiotics, I cure it. Right now, it's like 90% cure. No swelling, just a little discoloration. Before, you pus were coming out for 3 years, okay?
So even when he took the antibiotics, it didn't help, right? It didn't work.
Oh, it didn't work. In fact, for a whole week, he was even in more pain. His leg was even more swollen. It was actually a miracle. You know, number one, that he got into your office, you saw him, and the treatment you gave him, he has incredibly shifted. And I can't thank you enough, really.
Oh, this is a wonderful, amazing story.
It is.
And also, you guys are doing the grounding, too. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. That's a wonderful thing, too. I kind of snuck it in on him when we did the earthing and the book that you had and talked about the grounding with the sheets and the products. And we have that little grounding sheet that's plugged into the grounding into the wall. You guys are going to have to give all the scientific stuff on that. But I just know it works. I just know it works because it's on our bed. We used to be up and down at our age, you know, going to the bathroom during the middle of the night. Our sleep patterns were so disrupted all night long, both of us. I put that grounding sheet on our bed, and we both are sleeping for the most part through the night. We may wake up a little earlier, but we're not up 3 or 4 times during the night. And feeling better. I tell you, I think my general health for this time of the year and this season is so much better than it's ever been, ever.
Wonderful.
Usually I will succumb to some of the infections and being run down. Mm-hmm. I really feel charged up, to tell you the truth.
Well, Di, thank you so much for coming to share your story today. Your husband's story is amazing because he didn't even want to come. He was believing in Western medicine, so it's what a shift.
Yeah, next time you go have you share your story with us next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Di.
I can't thank you both enough. You're making miracles in our lives. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.